My name is Dorothy Cruz.
Brady Massey.
Mead Rider. M-E-A-D-R-Y-D-E-R.
Mako Ikematsu.
Everett Goldner.
Abby Miller.
Brandon Petula.
My name is Andrew.
Owen Deutsch.
Rebecca McCarthy.
Alex Green.
Honor in Salivi Roche, but you can call me Pin.
My time at the new school would be best described as challenging.
Ah, that's so hard.
Strange.
One word to describe my time at the new school would be chaotic.
But a good chaotic.
One word I would use to describe my time at the new school would have to be expansive.
There's just a lot of things happening being centered in New York City. You always have the city buzzing around with you.
It has opened my eyes to what the greater world could possibly hold.
For the most part, the new school's been what I expected it to be.
It's not all I hoped it would be.
The new school is not everything I hoped or expected it to be.
I wish that we collaborated more within majors, but otherwise...
A lack of technical skills in the field, having to take courses that were not required, and...
The new school wasn't better or worse than my expectations. It was simply different from my expectations.
I mean, it's just like, yeah, it's, I don't know, I went here because I was an idiot and I was 19. I felt like I got tricked with this whole, like, it's not like a normal college, you know, and it's just like basically a branding exercise.
And I think how those two things didn't match up provided frustration initially, but I've accepted it now.
My advice for incoming freshmen would be
try to do your best and try to use like all the resources.
Try to get your money's worth at the school.
Never be passive. Advocate for yourself and for your ideal situation.
Just go have fun and like experience a lot of things, not only in school, like go outside. There's so many things you can do in New York.
So I would have gone out and explored and done more things.
Just go somewhere and open your mind, not just stay at school.
Don't buy weed in Washington Square, you'll get ripped off.
The new school's not somewhere where it's very easy to make any friends.
It's difficult to find a group and just fall into it. You need to work for your relationships.
So for the most part, feel comfortable in having this be a kind of, it is a kind of a job.
You need to make time for the people around you, and you need to be intentional about the people who you want to know and who you don't want to know.
If I could do it all over again, I would probably focus on what I like doing rather than what I think that I should be doing.
I will probably, for my first years, I only took like 15 credits. I would probably have taken the max, that was 19, just to take more classes.
I don't know if I would have been a literature major. Maybe I got another degree. I just think that maybe I should have taken more classes and ended earlier, honestly, because I think I'm a little burnt out.
Yeah, I would have gone somewhere else rather than just stayed at home and gone to college.
I'd probably add a minor, probably something environmental, something along those lines. That's probably the only thing I'd change, really.
I wish I would have invested more into my work in the beginning, in freshman and sophomore year.
My project's freshman year wouldn't suck as much, but that's, I can't do that. I spent a lot of my time just stressing out as opposed to like enjoying the city and enjoying where I'm living.
My plan when I graduate is
apply for a job in a like well-known brand, and then a couple of years I want to open my own store.
My plan is to work a normal job and try and freelance on the side.
Staying in New York City and working as a freelance photographer.
I'm going to move out of the city actually, and just before I move out, I'm going to apply to every single regional theater I can get an application to.
Honestly, apply to as many places as I possibly can.
Work, 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 basically.
I will find some kind of job that's a little better than a survival job. That was the point of getting the piece of paper that says you graduated from college that I hadn't had for 15 years.
Me and my best friend are going to be taking a trip around the world.
The first thing I'm doing after I graduate is hiking the Appalachian Trail for 6 to 8 months.
Beyond that, I don't know. I mean, I need to take a breath and find myself in a life that just does not have school in it and then decide.
More like an escape. A break from life.
Yes, I am very ready to graduate.
Oh yeah, I'm so done with studying.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, man, I'm gonna walk on stage with a 40.